We once had things in common. Now the only thing we share is the refrigerator.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Yeah. It's Breakfast with World Hero. Welcome to the first episode, first audio episode or audio edition of Breakfast with World Hero. The show that gets you ready for the week coming up. We're going to get prepared. We're going to make sure we're starting off this shit right. We're going to have breakfast with me, and then we're going to turn the shit off.
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
So, what do we got going in here this morning, Self? Well, Self, I'll tell you what. Today's going to be a good day. Good day. Did I just say good day? I don't know. Maybe it's going to be happy day. A good gay day. Hey, whatever works. What we got going here is I got... Where do I even fucking start, man? Where do I even start, man? First of all, I got this triple-proof coffee going. For any of you that don't follow me and know the benefits and the science behind triple-proof coffee... Fucking, just too late. You're too far behind. Anyway, what I like to do with a triple proof coffee recipe, take your coffee, you take some coconut oil. However, you know, I like to put like, I don't put that much. A spoonful, half a spoonful, whatever you're feeling right there. Then I like to put some stevia. Natural sweetener. Chinese people have been eating in the mountains for 5,000 years. 5 billion years, I should say. And then I like to... you know what? Fuck that. I'm not giving you my fucking recipe. Well, I got an omelet. I'm getting ready to fire. Let's heat up this pan right now. What I've been doing so far is I got some bacon. I'm gonna use that to put in the omelet. And also I sauteed up some spinach, roughly chopped, and some diced onion. Now, you may wonder, does the spinach need to be roughly chopped? Is that how it needs to be? Well, no, it doesn't fucking have to be that way. That's just how I like it, all right? I don't know. The texture seems to agree with the certain... dish that I created when that dish is an omelet. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get these eggs going. Alright. Get this pan nice and hot. Now, I'm going to make a 3-egg omelet. I already cracked those eggs. I would, hopefully you people understand when you're getting your eggs ready for an omelet. Do not beat those eggs. Do not whip those eggs where it's all frothy, thin texture. No, you want to lightly break the yolk, mix light. You don't want to fuck up your omelet. So I got my eggs in my frying pan. Now I got some chopped spinach and some chopped yellow onion, which I picked up on sale. I got that here, and I'm just gonna we'll put that right in the middle of my omelet while it's on the. There we go. Oh yeah, it's gonna be fucking good. Fucking good. Now, gotta move fast. I'm gonna crumble my bacon. Fucking bacon, dude. Then what I'm gonna do, I gotta go fast, shit. Then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna salt and pepper it real quick. Fast, I gotta move fast. Gotta move real fast. Cause I gotta get my cheese shredded on top of there. I got a block of cheese. I'm gonna get the cheese grater. And I got the block of cheese. I'm gonna open that son of a bitch up. And I'm gonna shred that cheese right on top of it. Right onto my omelet in the pan while it's cooking. That's some next level shit. That's taking the word fresh to a whole new level. Oh, here we go. Oh, shit, that looks good. Damn, I'm going to have to take a picture of all this. Oh, I'm going to have to take a picture of this for y'all. Hold on, let me see if I can take a picture while I'm making the podcast at the same time. I don't know if I can do it. Man, that's a... Woo! Yeah, I took a picture. I took that picture. All right, and we're back. As if we ever left. All right, so I got the fresh cheese. Shredded on top of the omelet. I'm about to fold this omelet over. I'll take another picture for y'all once I fold it. If you want me to, I will. I mean... Does look good. Does look fucking good. Hold on, I'm gonna take another picture of this shit. Yeah, I'm into food porn and shit. Alright. Excuse me. I was eating a piece of bacon. The best part about making breakfast, especially if you're cooking breakfast for other people, you have access and control the bacon. So you don't want to be serving people anything that is unsafe or not done right or bad flavor or anything like that. So you gotta test it out. And I love testing the bacon. They should call me bacon tester. Okay. Anyway. All right. All right, let's restart. One, two, three. All right, people. And Breakfast with World Hero is back. I'm just kind of tidying up right here. I got my omelet done. I just folded it over. Inside the omelet, again, we have some roughly chopped spinach. Fresh. Fresh spinach leaves. Roughly chopped. We have, I don't know how much, a quarter cup or less of yellow chopped yellow onions, diced yellow onion, roughly diced. We got some bacon. I think I used 3 pieces of bacon. I just crumbled it right on top of the spinach and onion as my 3-egg omelet was in the pan. And then what I did is I took some Colby Jack cheese, and I took a big hunk of cheese, and I just shredded it right on top of the omelet. I just shredded it right above the pan, right there, live. I didn't live, because you know what? It's so much more intimate now. When I eat this, it's so much more of an intimate experience. It's really gonna be a lovely thing, I believe. And I hope that if you're following along here with me this morning or even this afternoon, maybe you eat a late breakfast as I often do. If you're following along with me and you try this recipe out, you let me know how it went. Let me know how it worked for you. And I think it's going to go good. I think you're going to be quite pleased. Oh, I'm going to eat this omelet with a slice of rye. And I got my triple proof coffee. I'm going to make... Excuse me. I'm going to make one more triple proof coffee for today. Or at least for now. Sometimes I drink coffee in the late afternoon or evening even. Depending on how I'm feeling. You got to go by what you're feeling, people. What your body's telling you. Okay? And keep track of that shit. Keep note of it. Hey, I ate this bullshit, and now I feel like shit, and I'm all tired. Yeah, that's because you ate that bullshit. So stop eating that shit. Or don't complain when you're all tired and fucked up after you eat some of that bullshit. Just go with the flow. Shut your face. All right. So, I guess this is about wraps it up for this morning's episode of of breakfast with World Hero. I got my triple proof coffee. I got my 3-egg spinach, onion, and bacon and cheese omelet. I got a piece of rye bread toast, unseeded Jewish style, with no high fructose corn syrup. And I got some Outkast playing in the background. And I'm about to sit down and enjoy my breakfast. And good luck to everybody this week. I want everybody to know that we're all one. And nobody tell you that you can't be different. All right, fuckos. Until next time, it's World Hero.
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
LOLOLOL, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Miele, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit, was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJs, yeah. Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the heat play? Yeah. Niggas hate ballers these days. Yeah.
Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need?